Last week's decision by President Bush to support a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage prompted Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz to ponder American institutions that have not received constitutional protections.
President Bush has called marriage between a man and a woman one of our most enduring institutions. I'm inclined to agree, especially the 50% of marriages that don't end in an acrimonious divorce. But while we're penciling in a constitutional amendment to protect this enduring institution, let's not forget a few other enduring institutions which, without a constitutional amendment, might not endure. Personally, I think the bond between a boy and his dog is one of our most enduring institutions. But the passing last week of the White House Springer Spaniel Spot shows just how fragile this bond really is. In places like San Francisco, non-canine pets such as tropical fish and parakeets are rapidly supplanting dogs while the elected authorities look the other way. A constitutional amendment to protect the bond between a boy and his dog may be too little, too late, but it's our last best hope. What about the bond between a woman and her shoes? Many of us take this enduring institution for granted, but with the demise last week of Sex and the City, the sacred relationship between a woman and her Manolos is no longer a slam dunk. In a couple of weeks, The Sopranos will return to television, and the bond between a woman and her shoes may give way to the bond between a mobster and his cannoli. If that's not cause for a constitutional amendment, I don't know what is. At times like this, I regret that earlier generations didn't pass constitutional amendments to protect their enduring institutions. There's an old song that goes, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Well, love and marriage are still around, but what the heck happened to the horse and carriage? The message is simple. No constitutional amendment, no enduring. In defense of President Bush, he's not the first president to favor a constitutional amendment banning something. In fact, he's not even the first President Bush to do it. His father favored an amendment banning flag burning when he ran for the White House back in 1988. Yes, the bond between a Bush running for president and a constitutional amendment banning something is one of the most enduring institutions we have. It really deserves a constitutional amendment all its own.
Humorist Andy Borowitz is a regular contributor to Weekend Edition.